The distributor Rialto Pictures has made a name for itself with beautifully restored theatrical reissues of important classic films, among them Renoir's Grand Illusion, Fellini's Knights of Cabiria, The Battle of Algiers, and even the original Japanese-language Godzilla. They've also drawn attention to less well-known masterworks, including Carol Reed's Fallen Idol and now Jean-Pierre Melville's Army of Shadows. The film opened in New York at the Film Forum last month. It's now in several major cities and will be more widely released in June. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
The 1969 French resistance epic Army of Shadows was never theatrically distributed in the United States, which is an incomprehensible lapse. It's a major film by a major director, Jean-Pierre Melville, and I'm not pronouncing it Melville because he borrowed his last name from Herman, and it's silly to Frenchify it. The American surname says a lot about Melville's inspirations. He's best known for Bob le Flambeur, Le Cercle Rouge, and Le Samurai, cool, sleek, American-style gangster films that had a huge influence on the French New Wave of the early 60s. And while Army of Shadows is far from Melville's gangster films in its setting, it has something of the same cool. This time, though, that cool has an undercurrent of despair. Army of Shadows is just short of 2.5 hours, and there's very little in the way of emotional release. It's episodic, and its exposition comes in dribs and drabs. It begins in the middle. We watch Gerbier, played by Lino Ventura, in a van being taken to a Nazi prison camp. He's a drab-looking man and difficult to read, and that, we learn, is by design. He will reveal nothing to his captors. The first section of the film is so deliberate that when he's subsequently taken to a German police station for what will surely be a brutal interrogation, it's a shock when he makes a violent escape. In the course of the next hour, we meet Gerbier's team of resistance spies in their furtive meetings. Among them, Francois, played by Jean-Pierre Cassel, the endlessly resourceful Mathilde, played by Simone Signoret, and the leader of the resistance, a logic professor played by Paul Maurice and clearly modeled on the legendary martyr Jean Moulin. There are no big missions here, no trains or bridges on the River Kwai to be blown up. In fact, the inevitability of defeat hangs in the air. And still these resistance fighters go on. They execute with both horror and resolve a young man who's betrayed them. They move people in and out of the country. They attempt to rescue a captured and tortured comrade, or failing that, to slip him a cyanide capsule so that he may end his own life. Army of Shadows is a procedural, a film in which much time is taken up with minutiae, how planes take off and land, how Gerbier parachutes at night back into the country after a stay in England. The more conventionally dramatic parts of the film don't always work. A decision of one character to martyr himself lacks both narrative and psychological clarity, and a relationship between two brothers who don't truly know each other seems overly literary. But the grim stoicism grows on you and becomes overwhelming. The time of the film is late gray autumn bordering on winter, and throughout you hear the distant howl of cold winds. Ventura was not on speaking terms with his director, and he incorporated his sense of isolation into his performance. There's something wrenching in this film's cool. It's as if Melville can't fully give vent to his own emotions, any more than the men and women in the French resistance could allow their anguish over what the Nazis had done to their country to inhibit their ability to function. Melville fought in the resistance himself and was reportedly devastated when he saw The Sorrow and the Pity, Marcel Ophüls' momentous 1970 documentary about the French who collaborated with the Nazis. In Army of Shadows, he holds those collaborators at arm's length. He can't seem to relate to them at all. It doesn't matter why they did what they did it, and he and his comrades did what they had to do. The film is an indelible testament to people who acted, and acted with honor, in the absence of outside reinforcement or a larger faith in God. He might have called himself Melville, but Army of Shadows is French to the core. It's an existential masterpiece.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. He reviewed Army of Shadows, now playing in New York, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. The film opens in other cities next month. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. We'll close with a song from Desmond Dekker. The reggae pioneer died Wednesday of a heart attack. He was 64. This is Israelites, recorded in 1969 and widely regarded as reggae's first worldwide hit. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Get up in the morning, slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me Israelites.